The author of this book, Matthew Henry, was born October 18, 1662, shortly after his father Philip had been ejected under the Act of Uniformity of 1662. But unlike some of his fellow sufferers, his father Philip possessed some private means and was thus able to give his son a good education. In 1687, he became minister of a Presbyterian congregation at Chester. Matthew Henry's well-known six-volume exposition of the Old and New Testaments, 1708 to 1710, or Complete Commentary, provides an exhaustive verse-by-verse study of the Bible, covering the whole of the Old Testament and the Gospel and Acts and the New Testament. After the author's death, the work was finished, Romans through Revelation, by 13 other nonconformist ministers, partly based upon notes taken by Matthew Henry's hearers, and edited by George Birder and John Hughes in 1811. The Method of Prayer, Chapter 1, of the first part of prayer, which is addressed to God in adoration of Him with suitable acknowledgments, professions, and preparatory requests. Our spirits being composed into a very reverend, serious frame. Our thoughts gathered in, and all that is within us charged, in the name of the great God, carefully to attend the solemn and awful service that lies before us, and to keep close to it. We must, with a fixed attention and application of mind, and an active, lively faith, set the Lord before us. See His eye upon us and set ourselves in His special presence, presenting ourselves to Him as living sacrifices which we desire may be holy and acceptable and a reasonable service, and then bind these sacrifices with cords to the horns of the altar in such thoughts as these. Let us stir up ourselves to take hold on God, to seek His face, and to give Him the glory due unto His name. Unto Thee, O Lord, do we lift up our souls. Let us now with humble boldness enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, in the new and living way which He has consecrated for us through the veil. Let us now attend upon the Lord without distraction, and let not our hearts be far from Him, when we draw nigh to Him with our mouths and honor Him with our lips. Let us now worship God, who is a Spirit, in spirit and in truth, for such the Father seeks to worship Him. Having thus engaged our hearts to approach unto God, number one, we must solemnly address ourselves to that infinitely great and glorious Being with whom we have to do, as those that are possessed with a full belief of His presence and a holy awe and reverence of His majesty, which we may do in such expressions as these: Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, O Thou whose name alone is Jehovah, and who art the Most High over all the earth. O God, Thou art our God, early will we seek Thee, our God, and we will praise Thee, our Father's God, and we will exalt Thee. O Thou who art the true God, the living God, the only living and true God, and the everlasting King, the Lord our God, who is one Lord. And we may thus distinguish ourselves from the worshippers of false gods. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold. They are vanity and a lie, the work of men's hands. They that make them are like unto them, and so is every one that trusteth in them. But the portion of Jacob is not like unto them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is a rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name, God over all, blessed forevermore. Their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges, for he is a rock of ages, the Lord Jehovah, with whom is everlasting strength, whose name shall endure forever, and is memorial unto all generations. When the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth shall perish from off the earth and from under these heavens. Number two, we must reverently adore God as a being transcendently bright and blessed, self-existent and self-sufficient, an infinite and eternal spirit who has all perfections in himself, and give him the glory of his titles and attributes. O Lord, our God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Thou coverest thyself with light, as with a garment. And yet, as to us, make darkness thy pavilion, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. This is a message which we have heard of thee, and we set to our seal that it is true, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all, and that God is love, and they that dwell in love dwell in God, and God in them. Thou art the Father of light, with whom is no variableness or shadow of turning, and from whom proceedeth every good and every perfect gift. Thou art the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only has immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen or can see. We must acknowledge his being to be unquestionable and past dispute. The heavens declare thy glory, O God, and the firmament showeth thy handiwork. And by the things that are made is clearly seen and understood thine eternal power and Godhead, so that they are fools without excuse, who say there is no God. For verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily there is a God that judgeth in the earth and in heaven too. We therefore come to thee, believing that thou art, and that thou art the powerful and bountiful rewarder of them that diligently seek thee. Yet we must own his nature to be incomprehensible. We cannot by searching find out God. We cannot find out the Almighty unto perfection. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? And his perfections to be matchless and without compare. Who is a God like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Who in the heavens can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works, for thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. There is not any creature that has an arm like God, or can thunder with a voice like him, and that he is infinitely above us and all other beings. Thou art God and not man, hast not eyes of flesh, nor seest thou as man seeth. Thy days are not as the days of man, nor thy years as man's days. As heaven is high above the earth, so are thy thoughts above our thoughts, and thy ways above our ways. All nations before thee are as a drop of the bucket, or the small dust of the balance, and thou takest up the isles as a very little thing. They are as nothing, and are counted to thee less than nothing in vanity. Particularly in our adorations, we must acknowledge, number one, that he is an eternal God, immutable, without beginning of days or end of life or change of time. Thou art the King eternal, immortal, invisible. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting thou art God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. Thou art God, and change not. Therefore is it that we are not consumed. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord our God, our Holy One? The everlasting God, even the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, who faintest not, neither art weary, there is no searching out of thine understanding. Number two, that he is present in all places, and there is no place in which he is included, or out of which he is excluded. Thou art a God at hand and a God afar off. None can hide himself in secret places that thou canst not see him, for thou fillest heaven and earth. Thou art not far from every one of us. We cannot go anywhere from thy presence or flee from thy spirit. If we ascend into heaven, thou art there. If we make our bed in hell, in the depth of the earth, behold, thou art there. If we take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead us, and thy right hand shall hold us, that we cannot outrun thee. Number 3, that he has a perfect knowledge of all persons and things, and sees them all, even that which is most secret, at one clear, certain, and unerring view. All things are naked and open before the eyes of him with whom we have to do, even the thoughts and intents of the heart. Thine eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. They run to and fro through the earth, that thou mayest show thyself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are upright with thee. Thou searchest the heart and triest the reins, that thou mayest give to every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. O God, thou hast searched us and known us. Thou knowest our down sitting and our uprising, and understandest our thoughts afar off. Thou compassest our path and our lying down, and art acquainted with all our ways. There is not a word in our tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Such knowledge is too wonderful for us. It is high, we cannot attain unto it. Darkness and light are both alike to thee. Number 4, that his wisdom is unsearchable, and the counsels and designs of it cannot be fathomed. Thine understanding, O Lord, is infinite, for thou tellest the number of the stars, and callest them all by their names. Thou art wonderful in counsel, and excellent in working, wise in heart, and mighty in strength. O Lord, how manifold are thy works, and wisdom hast thou made them all, according to the counsel of thine own will. O, the depth of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. Number 5, that his sovereignty is incontestable, and he is the owner and absolute Lord of all. The heaven, even the heaven of heavens, are thine, and all the hosts of them. The earth is thine, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. In thy hand are the deep places of the earth, and the strength of the hills is thine also. The sea is thine, for thou made it, and thy hands formed the dry land. All the beasts of the forest are thine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. Thou art therefore a great God and a great King above all gods. In thy hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind. Thy dominion is an everlasting dominion, and thy kingdom is from generation to generation. Thou dost according to thy will in the armies of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay thy hand or say unto thee, What doest thou? Number 6, that his power is irresistible, and the operations of it cannot be controlled. We know, O God, that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Power belongs to thee, and with thee nothing is impossible. All power is thine, both in heaven and earth. Thou killest, and thou makest alive. Thou woundest, and thou healest. Neither is there any that can deliver out of thy hand. What thou hast promised, thou art able also to perform. Number 7, that he is a God of unspotted purity and perfect rectitude. Thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Holy and reverent is thy name, and we give thanks at the remembrance of thy holiness. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold iniquity, neither shall evil dwell with thee. Thou art a rock, thy work is perfect, and all thy ways are truth and judgment. A God of truth, and in whom there is no iniquity. Thou art a rock, and there is no unrighteousness in thee. Thou art holy in all thy works, and holiness becomes thy house, O Lord, forever. Number 8, that he is just in the administration of his government, and never did, nor never will, do wrong to any of his creatures. Righteous art thou, O God, when we plead with thee, and wilt be justified when thou speakest, and clear when thou judgest. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity, for the work of a man shall he render unto him. Thy righteousness is as the great mountains, even then when thy judgments are a great deep. And though clouds and darkness are round about thee, yet judgment and justice are the habitation of thy throne. Number 9. That his truth is invariable, and the treasures of his goodness inexhaustible. Thou art good, and thy mercy endures forever. Thy loving kindness is great towards us, and thy truth endures to all generations. Thou hast proclaimed thy name, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin. And this name of thine is our strong tower. Thou art good and doest good, good to all, and thy tender mercy is over all thy works. But truly God is in a special manner good to Israel, even to them that are of a clean heart. Oh, that thou wouldest cause thy goodness to pass before us, that we may taste and see that the Lord is good, and his loving kindness may be always before our eyes. Lastly, that when we have said all we can of the glorious perfections of the divine nature, we fall infinitely short of the merit of the subject. Lo, these are but parts of his ways, and how little a portion is heard of God, but the thunder of his power who can understand? Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment, and in plenty of justice. He is exalted far above all blessing and praise. Number 3, we must give to God the praise of that splendor and glory in which he is pleased to manifest himself in the upper world. Thou hast prepared thy throne in the heavens, and it is a throne of glory, high and lifted up, and before thee the seraphims cover their faces. And it is in compassion to us that thou holdest back the face of that throne, and spread a cloud upon it. Thou makest thine angels spirits, and thy ministers a flame of fire. Thousands, thousands of them minister unto thee, and 10,000 times 10,000 stand before thee to do thy pleasure. They excel in strength, and hearken to the voice of thy word. And we are come by faith and hope and holy love into a spiritual communion with that innumerable company of angels and the spirits of just men made perfect, even to the general assembly and church of the firstborn in the heavenly Jerusalem. Number 4, we must give glory to him as the creator of the world and the great protector, benefactor, and ruler of the whole creation. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive blessing and honor and glory and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure and for thy praise they are and were created. We worship him that made the heaven and the earth, the sea and the fountains of waters, who spake, and it was done, who commanded, and it stood fast, who said, Let there be light, and there was light. Let there be a firmament, and he made the firmament, and he made all very good. And they continue this day according to his ordinance, for all are his servants. The day is thine, and night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made the summer and the winter. Thou upholdest all things by the word of thy power, and by thee all things consist. The earth is full of thy riches, so is the great and wide sea also. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand, and satisfiest the desires of every living thing. Thou preservest man and beast, and givest food to all flesh. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all things that are therein, the sea and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worships thee, whose kingdom rules over all. A sparrow falls not to the ground without thee. Thou madest man at first of the dust of the ground, and breathed into him the breath of life, and so he became a living soul. And thou hast made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of all the earth, and hast determined the times before appointed, the bounds of their habitation. Thou art the Most High, who ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever thou wilt. for from thee every man's judgment proceeds. Alleluia, the Lord God omnipotent reigns, and does all things according to the counsel of his own will, to the praise of his own glory. Number 5, we must give honor to the three persons in the Godhead distinctly, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that great and sacred name into which we were baptized, and in which we assemble for religious worship and communion with the universal church. We pay our homage to three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, for these three are one. We adore thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, and the eternal Word, who was in the beginning with God and was God, by whom all things were made, and without whom was not anything made that was made, and who in the fullness of time was made flesh and dwelt among us, and showed his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And since it is the will of God that all men should honor the Son as they honor the Father, we adore him as the brightness of his Father's glory, and the express image of his person, herein joining with the angels of God, who are all bid to worship him. We pay our homage to the exalted Redeemer, who is a faithful witness, the first begotten from the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We also worship the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, whom the Son has sent from the Father, even the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, and who is sent to teach us all things, and to bring all things to our remembrance, who transcribed the Scriptures, holy men of God, writing them as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Number 6, we must acknowledge our dependence upon God and our obligations to him as our Creator, Preserver, and Benefactor. Thou, O God, madest us, and not we ourselves, and therefore we are not our own, but thine, thy people and the sheep of thy pasture. Let us therefore worship and fall down and kneel before the Lord our Maker. Thou, Lord, art the former of our bodies, and they are fearfully and wonderfully made and curiously wrought. Thine eye did see our substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book all our members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Thou hast clothed us with skin and flesh, thou hast fenced us with bones and sinews, thou hast granted us life and favor, and thy visitation preserves our spirit. Thou art the father of our spirits, and thou formst the spirit of man within him, and made us these souls. The Spirit of God has made us, and the breath of the Almighty has given us life. Thou puttest wisdom in the inward part, and givest understanding to the heart. Thou art God our Maker, and teach us more than the beasts of the earth, and makes us wiser than the fowls of heaven. We are the clay, and thou art our potter. We are the work of thy hand. Thou art he that took us out of the womb, and didst keep us in safety when we were on our mother's breasts. We have been cast upon thee from the womb, and held up by thee. Thou art our God from our mother's bowels, and therefore our praise shall be continually of thee. In thee, O God, we live and move and have our being, for we are thine offspring. In thy hand our breath is, and thine are all our ways, for the way of man is not in himself, neither is it in man that walketh to direct his steps, but our times are in thy hand. Thou art the God that has fed us all our life long until this day, and redeemed us from all evil. It is of thy mercies that we are not consumed, even because thy compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. If thou take away our breath, we die, and return to the dust out of which we were taken. Who is he that saith, and it comes to pass, if thou commandest it not? Out of thy mouth, O Most High, evil and good proceeds not. Number 7. We must avouch this God to be our God and our relation to him, his dominion over us and propriety in us. Our souls have said unto the Lord, thou art our God, though our goodness extends not unto thee, neither if we are righteous art thou the better. Thou art our King, O God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but from henceforth by thee only will we make mention of thy name. We have vouched the Lord this day to be our God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and commandments, and his judgments, and to hearken to his voice, and give ourselves unto him, to be his peculiar people, as he has promised, that we may be a holy people unto the Lord our God, and may be unto him for a name, and for a praise, and for a glory. O Lord, truly we are thy servants. We are thy servants born in thy house, and thou hast loosed our bonds. We are bought with a price, and therefore we are not our own, but yield ourselves unto the Lord, and join ourselves unto him in an everlasting covenant that shall never be forgotten. We are thine, save us, for we seek thy precepts. It is thine, Lord, that we give thee, and that which cometh of thine hand. Number 8, we must acknowledge it an unspeakable favor and an inestimable privilege that we are not only admitted but invited and encouraged to draw nigh to God in prayer. Thou hast commanded us to pray always with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, and to watch thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, to continue in prayer and in everything by prayer and supplication to make our requests known to God. Thou hast directed us to ask and seek and knock, and hast promised that we shall receive, we shall find, and it shall be opened to us. Thou hast appointed us a great high priest, in whose name we may come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may find mercy and grace to help in time of need. Thou hast assured us that while the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, the prayer of the upright is his delight, and that he that offers praise glorifies thee. And a sacrifice of thanksgiving shall please the Lord better than that of an ox or bullock that has horns and hoofs. Thou art he that heareth prayer, and therefore unto thee shall all flesh come. Thou sayest, Seek ye my face, and our hearts answer, Thy face, Lord, will we seek. For should not a people seek unto their God? Whither shall we go but to thee? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Number 9, we must express the sense we have of our own meanness and unworthiness to draw near to God and speak to him. But will God in very deed dwell with man upon earth, that God whom the heaven of heavens cannot contain, with man that is a worm, and the son of man that is a worm? Who are we, O Lord God, and what is our father's house that thou hast brought us hitherto to present ourselves before the Lord? That we have through Christ an access by one Spirit unto the Father. And yet, as if this had been a small thing in thy sight, thou hast spoken concerning thy servants for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? What is man that thou art thus mindful of him, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him, and dost thus magnify him? O let not the Lord be angry, if we that are but dust and ashes take upon us to speak unto the Lord of glory. We are not worthy of the least of all the mercies, and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servants. Nor is it meet to take the children's bread and cast it to such as we are, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table. And thou art rich in mercy to all that call upon thee. Number 10, we must humbly profess the desire of our hearts toward God as our felicity and portion, and a fountain of life and all good to us. Whom have we in heaven but thee, and there is none upon earth that we desire besides thee, or in comparison of thee. When our flesh and our heart fail, be thou the strength of our heart and our portion forever, the portion of our inheritance in the other world, and of our cup in this. And then we will say that the lines are falling to us in pleasant places, and that we have a goodly heritage. The desire of our souls is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. With our souls have we desired thee in the night, and with our spirits within us will we seek thee early. As the deer panteth after the water brook, so panteth our soul after thee, O God. Our soul thirsteth for God, for the living God, who will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with us, and our prayer to the God of our life. Oh, that we may come hungering and thirsting after righteousness, for thou fillest the hungry with good things, but the rich thou sendest empty away. Oh, that our souls may thirst for thee, and our flesh long for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, that we may see thy power and thy glory, as we have seen thee in thy sanctuary. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Our soul shall be satisfied with that, as with marrow and fatness, and then our mouths shall praise thee with joyful lips. Number 11, we must likewise profess our believing hope and confidence in God and his all-sufficiency and his power, providence, and promise. In thee, O God, do we put our trust. Let us never be ashamed. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Truly our souls wait upon God. From him comes our salvation. He only is our rock and our salvation. In him is our glory, our strength, and our refuge, and from him is our expectation. When refuge fails us, and none cares for our souls, we cry unto thee, O Lord, thou art our refuge, and our portion in the land of the living. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We will trust in thy mercy, O God, forever and ever, and will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. We have hoped in thy word. O remember thy word unto thy servants, upon which thou hast caused us to hope. Number 12. We must entreat God's favorable acceptance of us and our poor performances. There be many that say, who will show us any good? But this we say, Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us, and that shall put gladness into our hearts, more than they have whose corn and wine increases. We entreat thy favor with our whole heart, for in this we labor, that whether present or absent we may be accepted of the Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord, give ear to our supplications. In thy faithfulness answer us, and be nigh unto us in all that which we call upon thee for thou never sayest to the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. Thou that hearest the young ravens which cry, be not silent to us, lest if thou be silent to us, we be like them that go down to the pit. Let our prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of our hands be acceptable in thy sight as the evening sacrifice. Number 13. We must beg for the powerful assistance and influence of the blessed Spirit of grace in our prayers. Lord, we know not what to pray for as we ought, but let thy Spirit help our infirmities and make intercession for us. O pour upon us the Spirit of grace and supplication, the Spirit of adoption teaching us to cry, Abba, Father, that we may find in our hearts to pray this prayer. O send out thy light and thy truth, let them lead us, let them guide us to thy holy hill and thy tabernacles, to God our exceeding joy. Lord, open thou our lips, in our mouth shall show forth thy praise. Number 14. We must make the glory of God our highest end in all our prayers. This is that which thou, O Lord, hast said, that thou wilt be sanctified in them that come nigh unto thee, and before all the people thou wilt be glorified. We therefore worship before thee, O Lord, that we may glorify thy name, and therefore we call upon thee, that thou mayest deliver us, and we may glorify thee, for of thee, and through thee, and to thee are all things. Number 15, we must profess our entire reliance on the Lord Jesus Christ alone for acceptance with God and come in his name. We do not present our supplication before thee for our righteousness, for we are before thee in our trespasses and cannot stand before thee because of them. But we make mention of Christ's righteousness, even of his only, who is the Lord our righteousness. We know that even spiritual sacrifices are acceptable to God only through Christ Jesus. Nor can we hope to receive anything but what we ask of thee in his name, and therefore make us accepted in the Beloved. That other angel who puts much incense to the prayers of saints and offers them up upon the golden altar before the throne. We come in the name of the great high priest who has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, who was touched with the feeling of our infirmities and is therefore able to save to the uttermost all those that come to God by him, because he ever lives making intercession. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed, in whom thou hast, by a voice from heaven, declared thyself to be well pleased. Lord, be well pleased with us in him.
Stillwater's Revival Books is now located at puritandownloads.com. It's your worldwide online Reformation home for the very best in free and discounted classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos. For much more information on the Puritans and Reformers, including the best free and discounted classic and contemporary books, MP3s, digital downloads, and videos, please visit Stillwater's Revival Books at PuritanDownloads.com. Stillwater's Revival Books also publishes the Puritan Hard Drive, the most powerful and practical Christian study tool ever produced. All thanks and glory be to the mercy, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for this remarkable and wonderful new Christian study tool. The Puritan Hard Drive contains over 12,500 of the best Reformation books, MP3s, and videos ever gathered onto one portable Christian study tool. An extraordinary collection of Puritan, Protestant, Calvinistic, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Reformed Baptist resources. It's fully upgradable and it's small enough to fit in your pocket. The Puritan Hard Drive combines an embedded database containing many millions of records with the most amazing and extraordinary custom Christian search and research software ever created. The Puritan Hard Drive has been produced to assist you in the fascinating and exhilarating spiritual, intellectual, familial, ecclesiastical, and societal adventure that is living the Christian life. It has been specifically designed so that you might more faithfully know, serve, and love the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to help you to do all you can to bring glory to His great name. If you want to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, then the Puritan Hard Drive is for you. Visit PuritanDownloads.com today for much more information on the Puritan Hard Drive and to take advantage of all the free and discounted Reformation and Puritan books, MP3s, and videos that we offer at Stillwater's Revival Books.